Hey, now the world's biggest airborne robotics challenge is set to touch down in rural Queensland on the 24th to the 28th of September. And it's got 150 competitors from around the world participating. Many high-tech unmanned aerial vehicles will take part in the competition, while a mannequin named Outback Joe will represent a patient in urgent need of medical assistance. It's in its 12th year, the UAV Challenge, and it's hosted by QUV Robotics. To find out more, we are now joined by QUT Robotics Professor Jonathan Roberts to tell us more about this event. How are you today, Jonathan?
Good morning. I'm very well and very excited about the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great. I'm very intrigued. Can you tell us more about the challenge and Outback Joe?
Yes. So we invented the challenge, as you said, 12 years ago, to try and push along the state of the art in technology for flying robots, because at the time they were seen as this thing that only the military used, and everyone realised they could be used for civilian purposes too. So we invented a competition for search and rescue, and the idea was this character Outback Joe had got lost in the bush, and teams had to design aircraft to automatically go and find him and deliver him a water bottle. And that was a very successful challenge, although it took a long time. It took from 2007 to 2014 before somebody successfully completed the mission.
Oh, wow. Okay. But still, it's pretty impressive. And what kind of impact is this initiative having?
Well, it's kind of driving, both the technology and public sort of understanding of the technology. And also it helps people like the regulators understand what's possible and what's not possible. So back when we started, we didn't dream that an aircraft would be able to automatically go and find someone and drop them a water bottle and come back. We knew that was a big challenge, hence calling it the UAV challenge. So The impact now is companies are they can make this technology. There are a million drones in the world that are flying with autopilots. That's the sort of the computer brain behind them. And those autopilots have been developed for the UAV challenge. So there's all these kind of spin-offs that the UAV challenge kind of pushes people to make the stuff, and then it eventually gets out so everybody else can use it.
Right. And so is this being picked up elsewhere? Are we using drones now in other medical emergency situations? Or
yes. Yeah, so in countries and continents where it's difficult to get around, particularly Africa, where there just aren't as many roads and there are many populations that have kind of, behind mountains and cut off by other places. This sort of technology is now being used regularly to do things like blood delivery. So if somebody needs a blood transfusion, they can order up the right types of blood packs and then get them flown across the mountains and parachuted down for delivery. So yes, absolutely, it's all starting to be used commonly now.
Incredible stuff. And so in the annual High School Airborne Delivery Challenge, teams will compete using drones to drop an EpiPen to a stranded individual suffering an allergic reaction. Is this technology also being applied currently? So
in the High School Challenge, what we're really trying to do there is kind of inspire these young people to get into the industry. So they tend to use off-the-shelf technology and kind of combine it in new ways. So some teams develop automatic EpiPen dropping systems. They see Outback Joe and drop it. Others use video goggles and kind of have cameras on board and sort of decide where to drop it there. But that challenge is mainly, it's there to really teach the youngsters how to do these things, make them think about the maths behind how to drop things and air resistance and all the physics behind everything and generally get them into the industry. And it's been successful. We've had people enter that competition that have then entered the adult competition who've then gone on to work in the industry. So we think all of that's working.
Start them young, yeah. I mean, it sounds really inspiring for anyone. And so as the world's biggest airborne robotics challenge, how many countries are competing?
Well, so it's interesting. So, it's on a two-year cycle, the international sort of the adult competition. Mm. So we usually get between 80 and 90 teams from about 20 countries enter. And then over the 2 years, then that gets whittled down. So they have to qualify at various stages. And that gets whittled down to usually about a dozen teams. So we have, coming this week for the competition, this upcoming week, we've got teams coming from, let's think, Canada, the Netherlands, there's three teams from Poland, There's teams from Thailand, China, India, USA, Australia, of course. There's three teams from Australia. So, you know, all over the place.
That's absolutely incredible. Well, best of luck with the challenge, and it's a great initiative. Thank you so much for your time today, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
See you later. Bye.
See ya. That was Professor Jonathan Roberts from the UAV Challenge, which will be held in rural Queensland from the 24th to the 28th of September. For more information, visit the uavchallenge.org website.